السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise, all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us this beautiful opportunity on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. Together in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us many, many more opportunities of seeing this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah with afiyat. And we make dua to Allah ta'ala that He allows us to spend this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah correctly. And we also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows the last day of our earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. The topic that I wish to discuss today is a topic, perhaps we may have heard about it, and most of us think that this is something that is distant, yet it is very close to us. Most of us have deal with it on a daily basis. Most of us are victims of it also, but we don't even realize it. And this is the topic of digital addiction. Now, what is digital addiction? Digital addiction is the excessive, compulsive dependence on screens, social media, or the internet that adversely interferes with our daily life. In other words, there's so much of dependence on the screen time, there's so much of dependence on our phones, there's so much dependence on this tablet of ours and computers, that it must be connected at any given time. And if it is not such that we don't have this connection, we don't have this data, we don't have this Wi-Fi, we don't have accessibility to our screens, and what happens? It creates a disturbance within the person. Now already that craving is a sign that this person is an addicted person. Now in different people, that level of craving is, it varies. Some people it will be very low and some people it will be very high. But most of us have this level of craving that we must have our phone with us. So therefore you got something called nomophobia. Nomophobia is something known as no mobile phobia. That a person gets anxiety, he gets irritable when he's without his mobile phone, without data, or he's without any battery life on his phone. Now he gets irritable. This is known as nomophobia. Now you find that the cell phone companies, the service providers, they also are intelligent enough that when a person now runs out of airtime, so they have bundles that they sell out of time bundles that they sell. Person doesn't have data, suddenly they sell it at a very high price. Why? They know when a person is addicted and he's craving for something, he's prepared to pay anything for it. There was one brother, a few years back, he was mentioning to me that he goes every year for Hajj. He takes groups and he goes for Hajj, etc. So he tells me, I have one suitcase only with Stuyvesant cigarettes in there. So I asked him, what are you taking Stuyvesant cigarettes and going for Hajj? He said, you see, there on that side, you don't get Stuyvesant cigarettes. And I can sell this thing 100 riyals, 150 riyals at a time, one pack. Now you think to yourself, who will pay 450 rand approximately for one pack of cigarettes? But when the craving is there, a man is prepared to pay anything for it. This is a craving, and sometimes he's prepared to do anything for a craving. So now this addiction, this dependence on our cell phones, for the sake of ease, we'll refer only to cell phones, but as I mentioned, it can refer to iPads, your tablets, etc., where people are now dependent, completely dependent on it. And you get different types of addictions, different type of digital addictions. So the first type that we'll speak about very briefly is the social media addiction, that a person has this compulsive desire to check his WhatsApp all the time. I must just check what my messages are. As soon as I hear a beep or I see something that comes that shows me a sign on my phone, I must see what it is. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala protect us, many of us, that we just get a message, they join a group, and we want to join groups. And any amount of groups, whether it relates to us or it doesn't relate to us. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." From the beauty of a person's Islam, from the beauty of a person's deen, he leaves out what doesn't concern him. What does he need to join every group for? He's cluttering his mind, he's wasting his time. One of the most, as we go on, we'll see, one of the most precious commodities Allah Ta'ala has given us is this time. That when death comes, Allah Ta'ala in one ayat of the Quran describes, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That Allah is saying, spend in the right parts. Don't waste your money on wrong things. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before maut comes to you. And when maut comes to you, then you'll say, oh Allah, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدٍ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ. I just want a little bit more time. Now, I don't want screen time now. Now I want real time, oh Allah. I want to make that one transfer. I want to give some sadaqah. I want to get my affairs in order. I want to do what I need to do. فَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I want to be from the pious now. Too late. But how much of time we waste on this digital addiction? So, the first part we're talking about is this compulsive checking of WhatsApp, getting involved in TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, etc. One is looking at it, and the other fitna is a person wants to continuously post. And wherever I go, I must tell the whole world where I am. I must say, even if I'm going for Umrah. I landed here, I must say, I landed here. I must show a picture of myself, I must show a picture of where I am. This in itself is an internal maraz, it's a sickness. This hubbe ja, and this is riya, that I want to show off. And this is a perfect platform for me to show off why the whole world can see. So I must continuously update my status. Brothers, we need to think, what are we doing? And sometimes we're destroying our actions by doing this. We have destroyed Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, and the respect of that place by a person constantly playing with his phone, checking his cell phone. Once, one Taraweeh, I still remember that there was one Taraweeh that was on, and there was a youngster that was in the first saf. He was standing next to me, and after every two rakats, pulling out his phone and he was checking something. So I'm wondering now, what can this youngster be checking after every two rakats? And then later on I was told that there was a 2020 World Cup final and he was just obviously checking the scores. So now after every two rakats one see what the score is, how many wickets are down and how many runs. So this is this compulsive disorder that in between the namaz also it will disturb us. In the masjid also people are pulling out their phones, people are watching videos. So this compulsive checking of WhatsApp, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, etc. and continuously the desire to post is a sickness that we need to rid ourselves of. So this is the first thing. And so many families break up because of these groups. Family groups, these debates and these arguments. Not too long, I won't mention which part of the country, one brother came and mentioned to me one story and it was almost like a shocking story. He explained how his family broke up. So he said there was a discussion going on, like two sides. Some people are for, you know, when you have a discussion, some people are for the discussion, and some people are, so you get the pros, and you get the cons, those people that are speaking against it, and those people that are against it, those people are for it, and those that are against it. So he said there was two brothers, two family brothers, and one brother wasn't saying anything, he just kept quiet, he could see that his other brother was taking a certain position. He wasn't happy with the position, but he didn't say anything. Anyway, somebody from the other side posted a message making dua. And all he did was to that person's dua, who had a different position, he said, Ameen. So one brother said, Ameen to the dua. This brother phoned him up and said, I'm not talking to you for the rest of your life. For the rest of my life and the rest of your life, I'm not talking to you. Why you said Ameen to the person that's debating with me on the WhatsApp group? Now can you imagine how much of fighting, bickering? Everyone knows about these things that happen. So much of arguing and time wasting that goes with it. So this first type of addiction is social media addiction. The next type of addiction is online gaming. Online gaming is very common amongst the younger generation, but even older people get involved in it. And now very often these games, they encourage suicide tendencies, incorrect content that is on there, violence, pornography on these online gamings that you get, disrespect, and even that language and nudity. Children are exposed to such type of rude language, such type of foul language, swearing, violence, blood all the time they're seeing on these games. And very often they don't even know who's playing with them on the other side. And many times people get lured, boys and girls, etc., get lured, thinking that the person they're playing with or talking to or chatting to is a very nice person, until they get caught up and it's too late. So this is that harm of this online gaming. And one alim was mentioning recently that a father told him that he heard it himself from that game, that the, whilst the child is playing the game, that the voice is saying from the back, don't believe in God, don't believe in God, don't. Atheism is being promoted also by these games, and we're thinking innocent, let our children play these games, let them waste the time in front of the screen. We don't know what type of addiction, as we'll go just now through the hours that are wasted on addiction, we'll see. So then this we speak about is online gaming. The next type of addiction you get is online shopping. Many of the ladies like this, but even men also. Why previously if we needed to shop, we had to go shopping hours, then we had to take the car, we had to go to the shop, see what we want, all that effort. Now a person from his house, he can shop 24/7, any day of the week. He can go to any store in the world he likes, and he can view anything he likes from anywhere. So now there's no restriction. This also waste of time and very often waste of money. The next thing is, or the next type of addiction is YouTube or video addictions. People in the last phases of their life also, many, many people are so addicted to the YouTube. We can't do without YouTube. And once we start watching, sometimes the whole night comes out and people are just watching videos in YouTube. Allah Ta'ala protect us. There's multiple haram that is involved in there. Firstly, videos are not permissible. Then we're watching that content. Sometime on that YouTube content, adverts come that are inappropriate. Music is there. Woman appear. Man doesn't realize he's getting involved in multiple sins at the same time. Therefore, those people that want to, or got that desire even to post ilmi things, knowledgeable or bayans, etc. on YouTube, think to yourself, how are you going to stop those adverts from coming up there? How are you going to stop that person who wants to listen to the talk from watching all that incorrect suggested posts that come up there, or view things to view that come up there? You can't do it. So this is not a platform, this is not a space for a Muslim to be. It's not a space that is protected. Muslims should take their deen from protected spaces, protected people, not from anywhere, any YouTube, etc. There was one musalli, just to give you one incident, some years back this happened. So I'm not taking the person's name, and the person also is not even present with us, so I'm just mentioning, so as a ibrat, as a lesson. This person came and told me that my wife is watching on YouTube every day a certain mufti from Zimbabwe, and she's so caught up and she's so attracted to his talks and what he speaks about cooking and baking. Just remember, brothers, as a rule, celebrity speakers, they always need to sing to the gallery, otherwise they won't remain celebrities. Always remember that. If you want to remain a celebrity, you have to speak to people and make them hear what they want to hear. If you're going to tell them what they don't want to hear, then they won't remain a celebrity. Because people won't like you after that, because you're speaking out against what people like to hear. So anyway, he's explaining that this, his wife was continuously watching, and he thought to himself, innocent, that this is COVID time, she's at home, at least she's listening to something deeny. He said after a few weeks, whenever she would speak to me, she said, but that mufti says it like that and must do like that. Why you don't behave like that? In other words, she wanted the husband now to mimic exactly. She wanted him to play that mufti's role that she was watching on the YouTube. This is the danger. Firstly, a woman also, she's got feelings. She's a woman. She's not supposed to be looking at a man. A man is not supposed to be looking at a woman. One person came to the madrasa and he's telling our ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, that, you know, sometimes he watches this female qari'as. Qari'as means female qari's. So that sometimes she watches them reading, and you know, the tune and the tajweed, and you know, I enjoy it so much. Like I'm going into the asman listening to this qari'as reading. So my ustad asked him one question. He said, tell me what feeling goes in your heart at that time when you're looking at the faces. He said, no, because you asked me, I'll speak the truth. He said, I feel like taking the phone and giving him one kiss. Just like that, you know. Beautiful Indonesian woman that are reading, I just feel like kissing them. Now here you look at the fitna that is created by this, even so-called dini programs by ladies and men coming on the YouTube. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Anyway, the next addiction is pornography addiction, which is something that is huge. We don't realize how big pornography addiction is. And it takes up the time, and it takes up the sleep, and it causes so much of family problems, it causes so much of relationship problems, because people are now addicted. And remember, the mind is such that there is a certain level of tolerance. After some time, a person that is watching pornography, that pornography becomes too mild to him. He needs something more stronger, and something more stronger. Like a person that is addicted to substances, exactly, almost exactly the same is digital addiction, where a person needs something stronger and stronger and stronger all the time. And then eventually a person is led into depression, and then all sorts of other problems set in when he can't get that level of strength of excitement that he was looking for. The next form of addiction is information seeking. All the time, what's the latest? What's new? What's happening here? What's happening there? His mind only wants to know what is the latest, what is the latest. On the lighter side, if anybody asks you, what is the latest? Tell him, Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. That should be our, oh, what's happening here? What's happening there? What's happening with this case? What's happening with that case? What's happening with this person? What's happening with that person? That is not for us. The continuous desire of having information all the time is also one form of digital addiction. And this form that we're discussing now, the seventh form, is something that inshallah we'll go into a little bit more detail, which unfortunately has caught the youth and even some of our seniors in our community. And it's something that is spreading like wildfire. We don't even realize it. And this is gambling, online gambling, digital gambling, or this gambling compulsion. Now, for the purposes of this discussion, we'll include online forex trading and speculation. Why? Because there's a very close similarity between the way forex trading is done. Person buys and he sells, and he buys and he sells all the time. There's no taking of possession of the currency at all. It's just speculation. Money's going to, price is going to go up, then I'm going to sell. I'm going to buy when the price is down. Continuously, person does this, and after some time, this becomes an obsession. It starts off mildly, and then it leads to such a point where a person can't do without that online trading. He can't do the online gambling. Online gambling, just for our understanding purposes, many betting platforms are there available. And it's marketed such that a person believes that he's going to win. And you can bet on anything. You can bet on a sports team. You can bet on a sports player. To such an extent, if you drive to the airport now, you can even bet on how the pilot is going to land the plane, whether it will be a good landing or a bad landing also. So on anything you can bet. And people are making money out of everything and anything as far as betting is concerned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has mentioned, سَتَكُونُ فِتْنَةٌ صَمَّى بَكْمَى عَمْيَى مَنْ أَشْرَفَ لَهَا إِسْتَشْرَفَتْ لَهُ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a time that will come, such a fitna will prevail. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it as a deaf, dumb and blind fitna. Deaf, dumb and blind, in other words, people won't be prepared to listen to what is right and what is wrong. Fitna, people are confused in terms of what to do, and they're not even prepared to listen. They'll see, they'll be told that this is right, this is wrong, they won't listen. They'll see it in front of them, then also they won't heed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ashrafa laha istashrafat lahu. Some ulama, the meaning of this, let me first translate it, that it's such a fitna that if you look at it, you take a peek into it, it will capture you. It will take you in hook, line and sinker. Some ulama, Allah ta'ala knows best, they say that perhaps is this fitna of the phone. That when a person starts looking at it, he just starts off mildly. That, for example, pornography, let's take pornography addiction. It starts off mildly, not thinking too much of it. Okay, I just looked at it and okay, it's once, twice, thrice, it suddenly becomes compulsive and he can't get rid of it. Like that with other social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. Once a person gets involved in it, there's no way he can get out of it. He becomes so irritable after that. If anybody wants to take his phone away, he's prepared to fight with that person, even if that person is his parents. Even if those people are his parents, then also he's prepared to fight. So across the world, users spend about 6 hours, 40 minutes, average person, this is 6 hours, 40 minutes looking at screens. Average daily time for Gen Z users, Generation Z users, that is the people between the age of 14 and 29 years old, is around 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day. Now why this Generation Z is because these are children that are born between 1997 and 2012. They are the first generation to grow up entirely with digital technology, smartphones, social media, etc. So they grew up totally with this. And they spending about 9 hours a day. Can you imagine? One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّتْ بِهِمْ وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. That a person who has entered Jannah, he won't regret anything. Can you imagine the beauty of Jannah, the excitement of Jannah? He won't regret anything except that time where he didn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine if a person wasted 9 hours of his day without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The age, that is the age between 14 and 29, statistics shows the age between 0 and 2, small babies. 0 and 2 years. More than 50% of children already use the smartphone. Now who's to blame? It's the parents. They want to keep the child quiet. They put on something on the phone. Look here, one video. Look at something and the child is captured by some cartoon or something. But who's given that child this dangerous, this very addictive device to use? It's the parents. So who is to blame? 79% of parents in UK, they feel that the screen time of children has increased since COVID. Almost 80% are saying that our children's screen, and this is a fact all over, forget UK, everywhere, people are feeling that the screen time of the children has increased. And then again, you find that this generation Z that we're speaking about, 14 to 29, they spend at least about 11 to 13 hours gaming. So this is how dangerous this online gaming is. Anyway, over 90% of kids in Britain are phone owners by the age of 11 years old. And this is, by 11 years old, 90% already owning phones. What does a child need to own a phone? Back in the day, most adults didn't have phones. It was a luxury. Now people are giving their children phones. Ask ourselves, let us be intelligent enough. Something that is so dangerous, has so much of captivating, has so much of addiction in it, is it wise for us to give our children? If a child is playing with an Okapi knife, the one that you flick with, we'll be frightened that the child is playing with a knife. But when a child is given an addictive thing like this phone, and later, inshallah, brothers, we'll have to go a little few minutes extra to finish off, but I think this is a very important topic for us to understand how dangerous the cell phones are. Later we'll see what are the consequences on and the dangers of the person using this phone to that extent. Anyway, TikTok takes about 2 hours a day of teenagers. An average user checks his phone about 58 times a day. And out of that, 30 times is during working hours. People are complaining that that level of performance of the staff is not there. Parents or the teachers in school are complaining that the concentration levels of the children are not there. People out in Jamaat are complaining that the people in Jamaat also, people in I'tikaf also, their minds are not in I'tikaf. All the time it's on the phone. People gone for Umrah and gone for Hajj. It's as though they're not there in that place. It's only with the phone. Sometime in front of the Kaaba Sharif, a man is hooked onto the phone. So everywhere you go, the madaris are also complaining that the children also are hooked onto this phone. Is it intelligent? Those people in schools, etc., that are giving the children these devices to use, is it intelligent? One father told me, he said, please speak on this topic. Even going to school, my children are hooked onto videos on that iPad that they are told to bring to school. And they know how to hide it. They just change the file name to some project name that they needed to do in school. The teachers look at the iPads and they say, hey, this person's iPad is clean. Meanwhile, it's filled with videos. One ustad mentioned that one of his students' phone was ringing and he took the phone to pass it to the student. It was ringing on a charger somewhere nearby. So when he took it, he got a shock. There was a naked woman that was dancing with the ringtone. So he asked the student, what's going on? He said, no, Molana, you're not supposed to see it. Only I'm supposed to see it. As though it was permissible for him to see it. See, another student, he said, let me look at your phone and clean it up. He had over 200 albums of music on it. He says, the only thing I do is I listen to music. I'm not too much involved in this pornography and other things, but I have to listen to my music. So he said, Quran, you're becoming a Hafizul Quran. Quran and music doesn't go together. You have to choose one. He's trying to get him to think. So that student is saying, you're right. I'd rather leave the madrasa. Imagine. Can you imagine? Now choose one. So now this is the way the mind stops thinking also when you get addicted to this digital devices. So anyway, If children are exposed to screens before bedtime, they are 1.5 times more likely to have less than 5 hours of sleep. When a child needs sleep at the prime time of his life, his sleep is getting affected by the use of these phones. Around 70% of teenagers find themselves arguing with their parents because of the overuse of screen times. Parents are telling them they're using too much. They're not listening to the parents. They're arguing and they're fighting with their parents. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned specifically about innama al-khamru wal-maisiru, that ayat which I read in the khutbah. Very quickly, we don't have much time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that gambling and wine, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains two other things, but specifically on this, rijsum min amal ash-shaytan fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. This is filth. This intoxicants and gambling is filth. We're speaking about gambling here. That is filth. And it's from the handiwork of shaitan. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That remains, stay away from it so that you may be successful. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَيُّقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ أَفِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Shaitan wants nothing but to create enmity, to create hatred between you. With what? With intoxicants. What? Wine and gambling. In other words, this gambling also is a heavy intoxication. وَيَسُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. And shaitan wants you to stay away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah. And then Allah is posing a question, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ. Will you not refrain, will you not abstain from this? So this gambling addiction, that it is, this gambling addiction is a pathological disorder. That gambling is a compulsive disorder, it's an impulse that you can't control. A person always wants to do more and more and more. Brothers, don't think this is far away what I'm talking about. In recent, I'm not going to mention which part of the country, but personally, I got contacted and called that there was a person, his whole business, he lost his whole business. As I'm saying, I'm not mentioning the name and which part of the country, but firsthand, that this youngster, in and out of his account, over 250 million rand went into gambling. The whole business was dropped. The father is shocked. They don't know where it was. That's why this sickness of online gambling is referred to as a hidden illness. Sometimes you can't make it out from the person. But what shrewd tactics get used, you don't even understand. The father doesn't even understand. They think the son has got access to the bank accounts, he's doing payments, etc. Where the money is going, how it's going, when a big hole is left in the business. Another call came from also another part of the country. A person had lost his whole business. He lost his whole service station because of getting involved in online trading and online gambling. This is something that is very dangerous. So this often associated with behavior, mood disorders, unmanaged addiction. It leads a person to depression, anxiety, or bipolar disorder. Person feels powerless to stop gambling. He wants to continue and continue gambling. So some of the signs that a person has is the sleep disturbances, neglecting of self-care and hygiene. A person's appetite, he loses weight, headaches from eye strain of continuously looking at the phone, financial strains, unexplained financial problems, missing money from bank accounts. Then like that, the person starts selling his personal items, and like that he gets involved in illegal activities. Why? You need to feed the craving of gambling. So this, in South Africa, let's just look at it. We're saying that normally we think this is something that is far away, this gambling trend that is increasing amongst the youth. And brothers, it's happening in the madaris, it's happening in the makatib, it's happening amongst our youth in schools and universities, it's happening all over. In the old days, if a man needed to gamble, he needed to go to Sun City, he needed to go to Lost City, or he needed to go to some other wild coast or something. Now, 24/7 in the freedom of his room, wherever he may be, in the privacy of his room also, he can gamble as much as he wants on international platforms. There's no limit. The government is trying to introduce, to try and restrict it, a 20% tax, like how you get a sin tax on cigarettes. They're trying to do, but that's not going to solve the problem. Inshallah, in the next few minutes, we'll come to solution. Just to give you an idea that in South Africa, the gambling industry grew to 1.5 trillion. 1.5 trillion in 2024-2025. That's a 31% increase from the prior year and a 40% increase from the preceding year. 52% of South African adults gamble. 52%. 58% of total credit card spend in South Africa went to online gambling. In other words, total credit card spend on whatever you can think that people spend their money on credit card, 58% of that went to online gambling. Can you imagine how much? That's why they refer to it as a debt trap. D-E-B-T. A debt trap. And eventually it becomes a debt trap. D-E-A-T-H. Why a person is so depressed, he lost everything that he had. Now he wants to go towards suicide. It becomes a debt trap. So, why do people continue gambling? Because they believe they can win back their losses. They call this revenge trading. Whatever I lost, I want to earn it back. I think I can make it. He has a near miss, he believes, no, the next time I can win. And like that, sometimes people have superstitious beliefs that me, I'm a man of luck, and I can win, and he keeps gambling until everything is lost. And you'll find that with all these sins and all these wrongs, like sometimes, for example, on a cigarette box, they say smoking causes cancer. How many people does that stop from smoking? Or for drinking, it says people that drink, they know where their limit is, or they know how much to drink, or drink responsibly. But what effort, or what effect does that have? So when it comes to gambling, there's a famous saying that winners know when to stop. The reality is nobody knows when to stop. Once you get caught in this thing, there's no stopping. Just to finish off, brothers, now we have time is up. I apologize as I took extra time. What is the solution? We did so many different types of digital addictions. How do we free ourselves from the digital addiction? The first thing is taqwa. Fear Allah. If a man has got taqwa, nothing can stop him, or nothing will stop him from disobeying, or nothing will stop him from going. When a person has taqwa, a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then nothing will tempt him to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? He's got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of us won't like to be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah inna awliya'i al-muttaqoon. Those people that will be close to me will be those that have taqwa. Then the second is limit our use. There's no such thing as we have to use the phone all the time. When we go home, let's have a limit. If we need to take calls, understandable, take a call. But put that data off. Don't keep that data on. Why do we continuously need to use that data? If we come to the masjid, leave that phone at home. There's no need to bring the phone into the masjid. Try and rid ourselves of this phone. Don't use that phone in front of the children. In fact, ustaz in madrasa, teachers, etc., try to hide away and use the phone when you need to use the phone for a call, etc., because it shows a certain level of apprehension from this phone. People, children, etc., don't get too comfortable using a phone. They can see. So you can easily hide it, put it under a tissue box at home, put it under a cloth. Don't leave it lying around. So like that, keep certain places completely cell phones free. This is a zone where there is no cell phones allowed, especially in the masjid. The late Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar rahmatullahi alayhim, Allah falis kabarun nur, had a sign outside his masjid that do not use the phone in the precincts of the masjid. Not only inside the masjid, anyway even around the masjid. This is a cell-free zone. So that next thing is, keep our day structured. Don't keep looking. Like how we have, if a person who's structured, he'll look at his emails, for example, certain times of the day. He'll look at his emails and he'll attend to his emails. Like that, if we need to attend to messages on the phone, have specific times, office hours, etc. It mustn't be at night a person is looking at his phone. Before, when he's waking up, the first thing he's looking at his phone. All the time he's hooked onto his phone. Person will never get rid of this addiction that is there, even though we don't know it. Keep the company of the pious. Make muraqabah more. Think of a time that I'm going to be in the qabr. There's going to be no cell phone. There's going to be no Wi-Fi. There's going to be no data. What am I going to do there if I wasted my life? I wasted the time that Allah Pak had given me. On average, person that is using the phone wastes between 5 to 20 years of his life only scrolling things that he doesn't even require. 5 to 20 years of his life, people are doing so much of gymming and exercising and dieting so they can live a longer life. And on the other hand, they're wasting that life that they're trying to live longer for on the screen time, seeing things that they don't need to see. And brothers, as I mentioned, keep this thing away. Let the children that are growing up, as we can see, this is the most susceptible, vulnerable age of getting addicted to phones, etc. Keep this phone away from them. Hide it. Don't ever use it as a means of keeping them quiet. And lastly, I'll share one advice of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh. And it's so apt. And I personally feel that if a person has this hatred for videography and photography, if he has this hatred for it, at least 50% of digital addictions that are out there, he'll be saved from. Because he's not looking at any type of videos, he's not looking at any type of pornography, he's not looking at any type of movies, he's not addicted. Because most of these things, as I mentioned, even online gaming and online betting, etc., you'll always get pictures, you'll always get pop-ups of ladies, of women, etc. A man who won't even look at a picture of his park mother, he won't look at a picture of his sister, you think this man will ever look at a picture of a naked woman? He'll never look. He's why it's impermissible. In ashadda an-nasi adaban yawm al-qiyamati al-musawwirun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah is who? The person that is involved in picture making, videography and photography. So Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, I'll terminate on this. He said a very beautiful thing. He said photography is like, and he drew an example, or he gave an example, is like a volcano erupting. Think about all the sins that are there on the phone. So he likened it to a volcano erupting. When a volcano erupts, then you get gases, you get lava, you get filth that comes up with it. So he said videography and photography is just like that. With it comes a lot of other filth that you don't even know about. So if a person has hatred for this, automatically he'll get saved from watching so much of filth on the phone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. I didn't even speak on how relationships are broken, how families are broken, how businesses are spoiled because of digital addiction. It's something that we have to be aware of, be careful of. Foolish is that person who takes a phone and gives it to his child as a gift. The child doesn't need it until the age he's married. Hopefully, you can try and save him. There's no need. We never had phones when we were young. So many people are without the phone, and they managed. In fact, in the old days, when a person would go in Jamaat also, he would write a letter. He wouldn't even use a normal phone or call box. He'll write a letter. After the tashkil, he'll come back and then he'll wait for a reply. And that letter will be filled with so much of advices and love and muhabbat. Now on the phones, fathers, sons, brothers, sisters are just fighting, speaking anyhow to each other, that love also is lost with the fitna of the cell phone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to see what is right and practice upon it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of seeing what is wrong and refraining from it. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.